You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
By the way, I should have mentioned Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. And look who's here. Momo and DeMarco today. What's up, guys?
Wow. I was looking
Give
at the door.
Give me my money. Pay that man her. Pay that woman her money.
Pay
That's
that
what I'm trying
woman
to say.
Her
Give
money.
Me that mythical money. Serena.
Oh, Serena. Yeah.
Serena.
Yeah. How about that? Did you watch that last night?
Oh, yeah. We like, That's literally, awesome. You didn't listen to our show. We kind of did tennis talk for like 3 hours.
Wow.
It was really funny.
Did you really do tennis talk?
We did tennis talk. We did Serena talk. It was like
it's
me
possible.
And MT.
Well, Serena talk, I understand.
Possible?
She. I mean, that was a pretty legendary performance. It was
awesome.
One of the greatest athletes of all time. Period.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah.
Who cares? She's awesome.
Is she? Can she go further?
I think
as
so.
As far as what?
In the tournament.
Oh, yeah. What do you...
I mean,
yeah.
She just beat the world number two overall player. Like, it wasn't... And the thing was, she really hadn't played much before this tournament. That's why she didn't look
wow.
good the last one.
Right.
So she just kind of came back. Is the Timmy Trumpet guy, is he back, by the way?
I don't...
Yeah.
I thought we were leading. Are we down now?
No, down.
Yeah,
5-2.
Yeah.
5-2, we're down. Oh, screw Edwin Diaz.
Apparently, Mookie and Gavin had messed up. Then there was a base hit. Then Taylor lost.
Oh, they brought him in into the,
into
the eighth inning
Travis.
Here.
They're not screwing around.
2 days in a row. Now they're going to try to get a two-inning save out of him. That's interesting.
But you know what? It speaks to how much this series means to them psychologically.
Yeah. Yes.
Like compared to the Dodgers. Because the Dodgers have been in the playoffs year after year after year. Mets have not been in since 2016.
Wow.
Like, this means more to
them. And it looks like it's a really cool environment. Like, Mets fans are into
it. Yeah. You know what, though? You know what we're setting up for? We're time to flip the switch. Is it the flip the switch time?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
This is the Dodgers have been roasting people all summer. The Dodgers have been as hot as it is outside.
They lose
in LA.
Two in a row. They're still 49 games above 500.
But they lost two in a row. They're going to lose two in a row to a team that they could potentially see in the NLCS that is challenging them. They've just been beating everyone else who's not good. But now you finally play a good team. And
adding to some suspense, Gonsolin apparently forearm has not responded.
Gonsolin is getting an MRI.
Gratterall is back on the list.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, right?
What?
You guys ever get, everybody gets nervous when Gratterall comes back, right?
I like Gratterall. Trinan comes
Sounds
back
like
tomorrow.
Drink.
Okay.
Like, Trinan comes
and
back
Kershaw
tomorrow.
Came back from the IL.
And nice. Pitched okay.
Yeah.
Pitched okay.
Yeah, pitched
nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to create some drama because they've been basically
this is
just
called
roasting
first,
people
yeah,
all year.
First world problems.
You're right, Momo. Yeah. They are only 49 games of 500.
Hey, see, you
first
look at it that
problems.
Way, I say they lost two in a row to the Mets.
I believe we are winning the World Series.
Is that how you're playing it this year?
I have complete confidence.
You're just like, we're going to win.
We're going to win.
That's how you're playing it.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you felt this way?
Straight to the title.
Is this normal? Or different with this team?
Different. Different.
What's different about this team?
This is the best Dodger team I've seen.
Period. End
Period.
Of story.
End of story.
Okay.
So this is the
Would
air
you agree
of
with that, by the way, Momo? Best
yes.
Dodger team you've seen.
I mean, look at their damn offense. Wow. Like, every single guy is so good.
Yep.
Even the guys who aren't that good are good.
Yep.
You know, like, comparatively speaking, even the guys batting seventh and eighth are really good.
Your sorry guys are good.
Yeah. I mean, like, you just go, like, who is the MVP? Is it Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman? Or is it Trey Turner's on the team, too.
Wow. Yep.
I mean, it's like, that's crazy that they have three
that
guys
one,
who are
two,
that good.
That 1-2-3 is one of the great 1-2-3s in history.
And look, Will Smith's awesome.
Oh, Will Smith
So they're just so good 1-9 hitting wise and
pitching wise,
so stacked.
Even without Gonsolin, they still go Urias. I mean, we don't know, by the way, about Gonsolin. He's going to have an MRI, but there's no reason to believe
they're
yet.
They're saying we're cautious.
Is it strained forearm?
Diaz hit him. Okay.
Okay. But if you think about the rotation, the playoff rotation, even if you don't have Gonsolin, you still go Urias, Kershaw, May.
Mm hmm.
and Anderson.
It's not bad.
Which is really good.
Anderson was good yesterday.
That's not bad at all.
Pretty good.
So you guys know that, and we didn't do this, so we did not do it. I'm just going to be clear.
Okay.
A guy named Kyle Downey, who's one of our regular listeners,
okay,
created something called the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
Oh boy. I've been hearing you talk about this.
And it's
one of those,
it's like they do in the afternoon show and like they're doing in the morning show. But we're calling ours the Mafia, and we have gotten a lot of people joined today.
So should I join? Because I think they invited me and I wasn't sure if this was the official thing or if this was just somebody
like
trying to start
circle
something.
Of trust or something?
It is like that. It's like, except it's the Mafia.
Why are you guys clicking up, man? Every show's clicking up. What is Circle of Trust, the Mafia.
Yeah. What's the more?
I mean, what's gonna happen here? Pitchforks?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be like that scene in Anchorman.
Anchorman. That's what it sounds like. Oh my God.
Where Travis
did you get
Sliwa.
A mace?
Travis, can you be
Travis and Sliwa fan community?
Fan community. Wow.
It's not catchy.
Not
catchy.
Circle of
fan
Trust.
Community.
Doesn't
Circle
roll
trust.
Off the tongue.
Mafia
sounds scary.
Say Mason and Ireland Nation.
You should object
to
that.
No, it's already done. Kyle Downey figured it out. It's Mason and Ireland Mafia.
You should object to that.
Why?
Mafia. That's bad. That's a negative connotation.
Mafia.
That's bad.
No, I don't.
How do you
I
say
disagree.
Mafia in a positive way? Besides this show.
Well, what's the meaning of the word mafia?
I have no idea, but it sounds bad.
The
right?
definition of mafia.
Have you ever used that in a positive way?
The mafia is sometimes used as an informal term to describe criminal organizations that bear a strong similarity to the Italian mafia.
Again, I say.
You know, it's just organized crime is what
Why are
it
you
is.
Smiling?
Yeah. The mafia is organized crime.
Yes.
What I would say, though, is like it's kind of taken on a more positive connotation ever since The Sopranos. They sort of demystified the mob and humanized it.
Didn't
Tony Soprano was a killer.
Yeah,
but he was lovable.
But he went to therapy, and so we like
he
him.
He was trying to work through his
You should reject that. See, if this was football, you'd be against it.
No,
see?
Mason and Ireland Mafia, jump in. Jump
Bill's
in.
Mafia. Yeah.
You know, it's also National Eat in Bed Day.
Really?
No, it's not.
It is.
It is.
It's National
it's
Eat in Bed
Day. It's not National Eat in Bed Day.
100%. It's National Eat in Bed Day.
According to you?
No, it's a real thing.
I was a day early.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
I was a week early.
So tonight, anybody who takes a picture of themselves while they're eating in bed.
Oh, I don't want to see all that.
Oh, come on. Do it, Momo.
No.
Do it.
I don't want to see other. I mean, I'll take a picture of myself, but I will be fully clothed.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but I think most people.
Does it naked come
up? No, we're not talking.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on now.
These are safe for work photos.
Yeah.
You're asking the general public to take photos of themselves eating in bed.
Well, this has potential.
What part of naked did you not expect
there's no nakedness involved here.
But you didn't say that as a prerequisite, right? Yeah, it's going to happen.
But though. I'm never naked when I'm eating in bed.
Never?
Fully clothed.
Only when you do a call with Les Snead.
But you know what? No. You've seen our chains, right? Jorge, you're not wearing your chain today, are you? So we've got those Mason & Ireland chains, which are really, really cool. We've got one especially made for whoever sends in the best picture of them eating in bed.
Is the chain a replica of you naked in the river in Costa Rica?
No.
That would be excellent.
No, Corporate Greg is just CG. Jorge, it says Jorge. Ireland, it says J-I.
J-I.
Me, it says Mace.
What
and
about my
somebody,
Momo chain? Am I getting a Momo chain?
I'm working on your Momo
awesome.
Chain.
All right.
And somebody's going to get a Mason and Ireland chain today.
Wait,
that's cool.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Water, Costa Rica, naked, what?
Oh.
Who? Yeah, I didn't hear the story. Hmm.
So,
should I just show you the photo?
Oh, there's a picture. Oh, yes.
So I went to Costa Rica.
Nice place.
And they have this thermal river. It's it runs out of a volcano. So comes out of the volcano like 105 degrees.
Wow.
So I'm like,
a bath.
I'm laying in the river.
Okay, I see ya. I see ya. That's vacation. That's how you do it right.
That's how you do it right.
That's how you do it right. Is it legal?
Sure.
Can you do this legal? Okay. You're not breaking rules.
That's why DeMarco's my guy.
You can do that. I like that.
That pick is very Steve Mason doing the ESPN magazine body issue.
It really is.
Very true.
That looks so much like a body issue.
You're right. It does. That is a good one.
Like you had to get the rapid to hit just the
just
right spot.
Right.
Did you get it? Did you get the shot?
How many takes?
You know, honestly, I didn't even know my picture was being taken.
That's awesome. Wow. Good picture.
No, it's post.
Of course.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. Wow.
It was not a
no, it's
candid
really
shot.
Funny.
That's a good shot.
By the way, I got my pumpkin spice latte. You guys in on that?
Oh, God. No. This pumpkin spice thing is ridiculous. What is it about pumpkin spice? And then they bring it back in the middle of summer. It's like 118 degrees.
People seem to love it.
And all of a sudden, you're getting fall pumpkin drinks.
I know.
Wow.
Well, it's like, and the Halloween stores are starting to open up, too.
Absolutely.
Have they started opening?
Yeah. There, I'm there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My daughter loves Halloween, so we are always big time aware of whenever Halloween preseason begins.
Yeah,
it's already
preseason.
It kind of is.
It's Halloween costume shopping season right now. Halloween decoration, like planning out your route. My daughter and her friends have already been planning out what they're going to be doing trick or treating wise.
Yep.
Wow. She's been planning.
So is trick or treating back after COVID because it like went away for a year?
Oh yeah.
Maybe 2 years.
Isn't everything back?
Almost. And we've been going to indoor playgrounds because it's so hot. And I'm like, oh, these are still open. So at least they reopen.
Did people they left the basket of candy out in front of the house and kind of pick up as you go? I think maybe this year they might open the doors.
The last couple years, my daughter has gone trick or treating. It's felt like Halloween.
Open the door. It's knock,
felt
knock,
like any other Halloween. Because I mean, it's an outdoor activity, and you're often wearing a mask anyway.
I'm under pressure this Halloween. My daughter wants to do the whole Moana theme.
Oh,
so the Moana. Oh, Moana.
So I got to be Maui.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah, well, come on, dude. Yeah. I'm like kind of far away from Maui.
Yeah, right.
She wants to wear the whole getup.
Oh, good for her. Yeah,
well,
that's good.
Maui's going to wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
I think this is the year, I haven't gone in a long time, but I think this is the year we're going to go to Halloween in West Hollywood.
All right.
Boulevard.
Yeah.
And look at, here's the costumes that we're working on.
Oh, this is excellent. Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie. Exactly.
Bert and Ernie.
So are you talking the full-on parade in West Hollywood?
The
traditional?
That's fun. Yeah, it is
I've been. It's a lot of
fun. I've been there. It's packed. It's crazy.
Yes. When are you going?
Halloween.
When? Oh, Halloween Day?
Halloween night.
No, because sometimes they have it a day or 2 days before.
Yeah, no, Halloween. Yeah, Halloween
falls
night.
On a what this year? Anybody?
No.
I can look it up right
now. Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever been to
Monday.
The
Monday.
On a Monday.
Okay. Have any of you guys ever been to the Universal Halloween horror thing?
Yes.
I don't want people to scare me. I don't want
people
to like blend into the wall and then jump out.
Yeah,
and
not
freak
with
me
kids.
Out.
Okay, but it's fun for us.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
Is whether it'd be too intense for my daughter.
I've joined.
Go with.
All right.
Taking your kids.
Momo's joined the Mason and Ireland Mafia.
The mob. You're in the mob.
I'm in. I'm also in the Circle of Trust. So, you know.
Oh, boy. You're the spy.
Like, I can't tell you what's going on in the Circle of Trust.
Ah, look at you.
I'm also in the mob.
Power
right?
broker.
Correct. No, you can be in both.
I can be in both, but I can't tell the people. How am I going to keep them straight? Well, like, I'm in both.
Go to the page for them and then the page for us. It's easy.
Okay.
I'm not going to explain it to you on the air.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm asking.
I
get what Momo's asking.
No. What is she asking?
At the end of the day, Momo, never take sides against the family.
That's right.
Never take sides
Once
against the family.
She thought she was out. Mm-hmm. We pulled her back
Way
in.
To cut through it. I like it.
Where's your I'm waiting for you. It's all about the family.
It's all about the family. Exactly.
Wow.
By the way, it's also, that's either Batman or Dom Toretta from Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah.
It's Batman. It's all about the family. See, same thing.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Dom Toretto's more.
It could really be anyone, though.
It's more garbled. It's all about the family.
That's pretty good. He doesn't have the gravel in his voice, does he?
It's
all about the family.
At low bass, though. Yeah.
You can have any beer you want, as long as it's Corona.
Does he do? I think he only does Fast and the Furious movies.
Well, if
doesn't
he wants
he?
A movie that makes money.
Yeah, I don't think he's done any non.
It's been a while.
Yeah, he's done that Blood something, right?
Blood
something
that
movie
took off.
Like an action movie. Yeah.
Yeah, Blood something. It's
Blood Rain or something like that.
Yeah, Blood Rain.
Something.
No,
I guess you didn't see it. Yeah.
I mean, but look.
Do we have breaking news?
We do have breaking news. According to Deadline, Los Angeles Daily News, and other sites, WeHo Halloween Carnival has been canceled.
Oh!
You actually almost broke the microphone.
You're kidding me.
No,
it's been canceled?
Yep.
Why?
Canceled two weeks ago. Yep.
Because of COVID?
Yep. I don't know if it's from because of that and some other things, but yes, it is canceled.
What's the other things?
My God, you're all wearing masks. It's Halloween.
Oh, they're not
you
wearing
literally
masks.
Are wearing masks.
Well,
I mean,
I feel like if you could have an outdoor concert or an outdoor sporting event, you could have an outdoor Halloween parade.
No specific reasoning. No specific reasoning was given, but it may never come back.
Yeah, I mean,
it may never come back.
It may never come back.
That's ridiculous. That was like a tradition.
It was. It's really fun. It was really. I went years ago, but it was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. All right, so 1 week from tonight, man.
Have we lost traditions?
1 week.
I think anything
like
we used
what
to
other
do?
Traditions?
I don't know. You said like it was a tradition. It's now a tradition. It's going away. Anything else that we've lost? To this, tradition-wise, I don't think so. No?
Ireland tries to not shake hands with people.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's more of a fist bump, or he says he bows.
I do the elbow.
Elbow. He gave me the elbow.
I went into the namaste thing for a while, but then...
I think that is so cheesy.
Yeah,
it is. I hate when actors win an award and then they make that... prayer hand sign. Yeah. It's like so
I know, and then I have to explain it. And by the time I explain it, the moment's passed. It's a little too much.
What should they do? Just wave?
No, I think the elbow.
Yeah. Elbow bump.
Elbow bump.
Fist bump.
Okay.
Fist bump. All good.
Yeah.
So what do you guys got coming up?
I'm going to talk about how right I was.
About? Right about what?
That she won. She was going to win.
I love it.
That's my girl. Like, we're all.
Go, Serena.
Okay. Wow. Maze, this is how much and people saw me stay here. We were off at 6:30 because there was an Angel game.
Yeah.
And the match was in the third set, and I was like, should I leave? If I leave, I'm going to miss it. And she was up 4-1, and I stayed all the way, and then I just kind of, I could tell she was going to win, so I watched the rest of it on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I like stayed an extra 10 minutes just to watch that. That was like, I felt like everybody, that was like the moment. Like, you're big on those cultural zeitgeist, right? I want your take
on
this.
You think Serena's in the zeitgeist right now?
Oh, yeah, right now. Definitely. Absolutely. Everyone was talking about her last night.
Well, I agree. She is the zeitgeist right now.
She was that moment.
Here's the thing, too, like, because we were wondering how far she can go in this thing.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be tough given, again, like the age and all that stuff right now. There are players ranked ahead of her.
Yep.
But if there's any type of tiebreaker, we saw last night, the crowd is so behind her. Mm. And she clearly fed off it.
Yeah.
We're also probably going to get into that Donovan Mitchell trade. That was pretty big.
Yeah, that was a big trade. Came out of nowhere. Cleveland's going to be pretty good, I think.
Yeah, pretty good. And fortune favors the bold, right?
That
Cavs
didn't work for Coinbase or whatever that
Nixon. This is so Nixon.
I don't know. Did fortune favor the brave?
No, not really.
Wow.
I don't know. You still did okay in Bitcoin.
I'm doing okay in Bitcoin, yeah.
Not as good as you were.
It's a grift, Mace, I'm telling you.
It's not a grift.
Why don't I tell you about that?
All right.
Oh, that's another story about how I was so right.
Another Bitcoin? Thing you were right about what?
About the crypto thing.
Bitcoin's over $20,000 coin.
I was pouring cold water on that.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're missing out. All right, that's it.
Yep.
We're back tomorrow when Andy's here.
Yep.
Coming up next for you, Momo and DeMarco will get you through your afternoon drive. By the way, should mention that Super Crosstalk is brought to you by
Coors Light.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill season long. Thank you for that.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back tomorrow when Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Momo and DeMarco Farr in for Sedano and Cap. Here with you on this broiling Thursday. Are you hot yet?
Oh, very.
Like, how hot is it? My God. Everywhere I go, I get out of the car and I'm like.
This is oppressive heat. Oppressive.
I'm just sweating.
Yeah, this is not fair.
It's just like everywhere you go, you just sweat. And the hardest part is that at night, I usually go for walks or I go work out at night. Yeah. It's not even cooling down at night.
Everybody with double-digit body fat. It's not fair. Come on. This is terrible. Wow.
How many showers a day are you taking?
At least two.
Yeah, at least.
At least two.
That's the California way, though, right? Wake up, shower, night shower.
Yeah.
Isn't that how we go?
At least.
When it's hot, you may throw the third one in.
That's right.
Midday. Yeah,
that's right.
I haven't been that bad yet, but we're getting there. Maybe
it's
today. All,
you know, it's good for dieting, though. Like, I'm not very hungry these days.
It is. I like taking walks in the heat. It's fun. I'll put on the sweatsuit and just sweat. It's fun.
I like when you're here because we get to talk football.
Football. This who's going to be first?
NFL training camps.
Yeah. Who's going to be first? Somebody's going to get knocked out. I can't wait. Does that make me a grotesque? I know we're going for football.
Is that what you say? And is that what people are taking bets on who's getting knocked out first?
I like the violence of the game, so I like when guys get hit hard. So I can't wait. Who's going to be first?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you guys all like daredevils? Like everybody who plays, like on some level, you have to suspend your fear.
You're hockey, right?
Softball. Yeah.
I mean, but you cover, study, know hockey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Gretzky. He's out there to score.
Yeah.
He ain't out there to fight. So we got receivers are like that.
Okay.
They're out there to catch passes and score touchdowns. But then there's also some enforcers.
Right.
They're closer to the ball or they're back farther away at playing safety. So I just love that. I can't wait. I mean, preseason's fun, but there's nothing like when you get the best players in the world on one field. Yeah.
So I've been wanting the whole time to ask you about this Aaron Donald story. And he finally gave some quotes, which I thought were amazing. Okay. Because he's had all this time to think about what he was going to say. Like, here's what his public quote is going to be after swinging the two helmets at the Bengals guys. And, you know, I didn't think he should be suspended. I was like, this is practice. Fights happen in training camp all the time. Maybe gets a fine. You got to do something because you really shouldn't be using a helmet like that. I know in softball or baseball, if I had somebody swing a bat, I guess it would be the equivalent or go in spikes up.
Yeah.
We would look at them differently. We'd be like, oh, you play a little dirty. Okay.
I see where you're going. Yeah.
But we wouldn't, I don't think he'd be suspended in a scrimmage. But he finally comes out and says, it's just practice. Oh, we have the clip. Oh.
What happened last week in joint practices? Because we all saw the video of you swinging helmets and people were wondering what was going on there.
It was just a practice. You know, obviously people got phones out and things like that, but I'm not going to sit and talk about negative stuff that happened at a practice. My main focus is Buffalo. So
was there any internal punishment?
We talked. So
were you thinking maybe you were going to get suspended or anything?
Hey, Zach,
I wasn't worried about it. So
yeah, we're just going to focus just here. Cause Aaron's here today to talk about Dr. Teals. So you do have 2 minutes left if you want to pivot to your last question, please.
Oh, awesome. That's amazing. That's an amazing PR person
Real
coming
quick,
in at the end for the save.
Has that ever
in.
Happened to you before?
Because
I've had like PR people
that
warn before an interview, but for them to jump in mid-interview and be like, sorry, we're cutting it off. Like, what's going on?
Was that on Zoom or in person?
It was on Zoom, I think.
That was on Zoom. Okay, yeah, because I don't think that happens in person. I really don't.
That was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. But you know what? It's so funny. And I'm trying to think. Is it spikes up for me? Is it McSorley hitting somebody in the head with a stick? You know, is that who did it? Knocked the guy out?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with him. It's just practice to me.
Right? That's what I've always thought. Like,
I know it sounds weird.
It's practice, and he's kind of like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's just.
It's scrimmage.
It happened, joint practices, that
but
second day.
But it was a helmet. It was helmet, like swinging a
not
helmet.
Not the first time I've seen it. The first time I've seen a guy use, you know, a helmet on both hands, that was interesting.
Yeah,
but that speaks
double-fisted.
To who it was. Right, that's Aaron. I mean, who could do that physically? I guess only him. But it's not the first time I've seen a guy swing a helmet. Mm. Yeah, it happens. You know, guys get mad, tempers flare. Remember, I used to say this as a joke, and I mean this. The NFL is chock full of the biggest, strongest, most emotionally unstable guys on the planet. When they get mad, they go off sometimes. Yeah, most guys control themselves.
So nobody would even look at him as like, that's a little dirty.
That would never happen anywhere else other than a joint practice.
Right.
You're not going to do that to your own guy.
And you wouldn't do that in a game.
It's happened once with Myles Garrett, and that was, I mean, that was crazy. That was embarrassing, and I'm glad they
So tell me
him.
What the difference is between the Myles Garrett play and the Aaron Donald play.
It was one's in a game. There's millions of eyes on the product. This is just a practice, and it was the second day. I mean, if you didn't think something was going to happen, I mean, it was hot in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
It's football practice. You're playing against guys that aren't on your team. You know, to tell you the truth, we kind of knew something was going to pop off because they went from one-on-ones, offensive line, defensive line, where it gets really intimate and really physical. There's a lot of trash talking between players and coaches. And then they were going to do stunts the next day, which means now there's guys looping and there's embarrassment. There's big hits that people can't see coming. So you knew if there was going to be a punch thrown, it was going to be probably in that period. And sure enough, this is what we got.
So you thought it was just like you? Did just you practice. Laugh at all the talking heads afterwards saying you should be suspended?
You know what? It's funny. So I'm in watching Rams mode and comparing them to Bengals. I'm in work mode, right?
Yeah.
So I was like,
I saw your board.
I was watching with the offense. I was watching Matthew Stafford kind of work against their defense. So I was down the field from the whole fight thing, but I was kind of upset that fight caused an end to practice. You still had a half an hour left. Mm. There's a half an hour to get better. I think there were at least 16, 17 plays left to run. So that stuff you don't get back. They're all in the locker room now. So that fight caused you to miss some good prep time.
Huh.
Yeah.
And all the talking heads on ESPN and all throughout the media saying, oh, he should be suspended. That was terrible.
It was, you know how it is. It's a bad visual. What did they say? Bad optics?
Yeah, bad optics.
It's bad optics. Okay. So it forces you to take a side. But, I mean, look, it happens, bro. You're in practice against somebody you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I always think, like, whatever sport you're in, whatever industry you're in, there's people who, when you do this for a living, you know how things really get done. Okay, you know things, you know the inside, you know how, like, people ask me reporter questions, like, how do you report the news? Where do you get stuff from? Who are your sources, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a little magic trick, like, I can't tell you who my sources are, right? Because then they're mysterious. But if you really know the game, like, I can tell you, you could read me almost any story and I can say, I know who that is. I know who that source is. I can figure that out. You could always figure that is out. It's an agent. It's a GM. It's a player. It's a coach. Whoever it is, somebody with an agenda, who's trying to shape a narrative, who's trying to shape things or speak things into existence, and try to make them what they want them to be. Because nowadays, perception is reality. Like, something is tweeted, and it must be so. Except for most things that are out there are not really totally right.
Yeah.
People get wind of stuff after they're not done. Which is why today's big trade in the NBA was kind of surprising. Those of us on the inside, I had heard about Cleveland last week. Lindsay was mad at me. I didn't tell her.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? Give me a heads up. You know, I should have said
that. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I should have told you that. I know,
I was pleasantly surprised.
How do you get that information? Isn't that,
because we're talking to people.
Isn't that illegal?
No, because we're talking to people. It's a trade.
But they're not supposed to tell you stuff, right?
No, they do tell us stuff. But the thing is, at that point, it was really just Utah talking to the Knicks. And so the other team, that there was a couple other teams that had been poking around, but it felt like the Knicks had the best offer and the Knicks were in the best position. And so it didn't seem all that, it didn't seem like you'd want to go too far saying, oh, well, they've also talked to whatever, because they probably talked to 10 other teams. But I did know a little that Cleveland was kind of waiting to pounce, that they were waiting in the wings. There was interest there. Part of it is the cascade effect from, well, Cleveland saved a max contract spot for LeBron. And then LeBron signed his extension in L.A. Okay, so these are how all these dominoes fit together. If LeBron was going to be a free agent next year, they needed to have room. You can't just, if it's a possibility, you have to save room for LeBron.
Are you trying to tell me LeBron's going back to Cleveland?
No. He signed his extension in LA. He's all good. Oh. But they had to save that. So until that was off the board, you can't eat up your cap space. You have to save that cap space.
Right.
So, okay, so a couple weeks ago, LeBron decides to stay in LA. So the Cavs are like, okay, we can move our cap. We can use our cap space.
We were on the air when that was going down. That's right. Okay, yeah.
So LeBron decides to stay in LA. So now the Cavs can go a little further into the Donovan Mitchell discussions. But the Knicks were really positioned on the Donovan Mitchell discussions until Monday night when they decide, okay, we're not. And Adrian Wojnarowski has a good story up on this, on how those negotiations broke down. And the second they broke down, Cleveland swooped in. It was like swoop, swoop. But it's interesting how things actually get done.
Who said no? The Knicks?
The Knicks. Because they wanted, and I'll recap all this later when we set this.
Oh, this is interesting.
The Knicks wanted to do it, but Utah wanted more. Okay, and the Knicks didn't want to keep giving them more. And when you hear the details, it's going to sound incremental. It's going to sound like, oh, well, it hit a snag over Emmanuel Quickley instead of Quentin Grimes or the protections on first round picks. But like in these kind of negotiations, those details really matter, and those details can be franchise altering if you get them wrong. And so the Knicks said no.
Obviously, yes.
They were just negotiating.
The Knicks got this wrong.
Yeah. They're just negotiating against themselves. And we said they're going to hold the line. They thought they were going to still be talking. And this was a good negotiating tactic, right? Well, As soon as the Knicks said the Knicks backed away from the table, the Cavs swooped in.
Wow.
And Utah wants... is a team that's rebuilding. They're doing a full teardown. Rudy Gobert has been traded. Now Donovan Mitchell's been traded. The Utah basically looks at this and says, all right, we got to get this done before training camp. We got a couple weeks. Let's just move faster.
Yeah.
And a couple days later, Lindsay, you're Cavs.
Wow. Wait, there was a thought that LeBron could go back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, there still is now, like, you know.
What?
I just feel like people
now
just,
their team,
you know,
looks really good.
Yeah, he's like probably looking there, licking his chops, looking at their roster, like, I would be.
Nah,
good there.
You can't leave. You can't go back to Cleveland.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was
going back.
I won't
like you anymore if you do that.
At
you
that point.
Yeah. Now you're.
Well, also too.
It. Yeah.
And this is where you look at how everything is made, how everything's done. LeBron has the same agent as Colin Sexton, who was involved in this trade, okay? Wow. Rich Paul represents Colin Sexton. Colin Sexton gets traded from Cleveland to Utah. So he knew very well what was going
They're
on.
Part of the Pentagon.
Like, he knew that the Donovan Mitchell thing was a possibility. He knew all these things and how they fit together.
Yeah.
And it feels sort of mysterious when you're on the outside, but when you kind of see how all these puzzle pieces go together, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, that's my next question. If the Knicks are in, and Cleveland obviously was in, why weren't the Lakers in?
They don't have anything Utah wants.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, they could be in on it in theory, but you're trying to get Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell's a really good
enough.
Player.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. It's kind of all frustrating. Right. Yeah. Better than a Knicks fan right now.
I know. Well, you know, fortune favors the bold.
Who's the owner of the Cleveland Knicks? Who's the owner of the Knicks?
That's Jim Dolan.
Jim Dolan.
Yeah.
What do you know about Jim Dolan? Besides, what don't I know about Jim Dolan?
What do you mean?
All I know is he's the guy that threw out Charles Oakley, and he's in a band.
He is,
and he's
in a band.
Kind of annoying.
He's the son of another guy, Charles Dolan, who is the owner of Madison Square Garden, who really built that company. He inherited the franchise and all its holdings, Madison Square Garden Company.
Are you shocked that they screwed up the deal?
Did they screw it up? I mean, that's really the big question. Is
if you had a chance to get him?
Yeah, you have a chance to get him, but well, you look, you're coming from Ramsland, where they just say. F them picks, right? Like, you just go and do all that.
Well, yeah, it's working.
Yeah, it's working.
At some point, right. It's going to come back, yeah. But not now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about somebody else who was working.
Who?
Serena Williams.
Yeah.
And she had one of the best post-match interviews I have heard in quite some time.
My hero.
That's DeMarco.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
DeMarco, on this day, 1984, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do With It, is number one.
You know, this was my first, this was my intro to Tina Turner.
Really?
I had no idea of her backstory.
You didn't do Rollin' on the River?
I grew up on MTV. This was on MTV. So, yeah, this was one of those between Van Halen videos. So,
yeah.
Mom, who's this? I've never heard of her. And then she
this
gave
like
me the history.
The back end, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
This was the back end. Yeah, this was the big.
How old were you in 84?
13?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I was like 5, but I definitely remember this. I feel like I caught this when I was, I don't know, how did I remember this when I was 5? But I feel like it's 5 is about your earliest memories.
Yeah, when
four
you start five-ish. Collecting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, before
I have some
that.
Earlier memories. Beto and Whittier? He's correcting me. It was McSorley. He banged his stick off Donald Brashear's head and knocked him cold. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, saying. Sorry.
Lindsay.
Not answering Twitter.
Should I mess with Cleveland here? Look at that. I mean, I didn't do this.
What?
So this is fun. Cuffs the Legend, who is a Twitter guy who is known to be close to LeBron. I think I know who that
Cuffs
is.
Cuffs the Legend?
Yeah, he's a handle on Twitter.
I feel like
a burner phone?
Sedano, I feel like just based on conversations about Cuffs the Legend with Sedano, he's like kind of like take things that guy says with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Yeah. So he knows that people know that he's close to LeBron and uses that. But he also does, he is close to that circle, I guess is
he
the way to put
fun.
It. He tweeted after the Donovan Mitchell trade at 12:50. The Cavs were already fun to watch last season. They have all the pieces to contend now. Garland plus Spider is tough. Spider is Spider Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reply from LeBron James.
Oh,
so tough. All caps.
Love it.
5 exclamation points. Super dope.
Exclamation. Oh, super dope. He added a super dope in there.
Added a super dope.
That is amazing.
Wait,
that's 15 minutes, okay? LeBron reply. By the way, Cuffs the Legend is verified on Twitter. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. He knows someone, obviously.
Hold on.
Yeah.
What am I missing? LeBron's response means what?
I mean, he's praising Cleveland. Like, that's, you know.
For making this trade, for making this big trade for Donovan Mitchell.
Let the speculation begin.
This doesn't do it for you.
What's the speculation?
You know that there's just like this ongoing
that he
forever,
said congratulations?
Forever like speculation that LeBron's going to go back to Cleveland sometime.
I had no idea.
You know, it's just something fun for people to make a big deal out of.
Okay, so
this
tough.
Is fun. We're like explaining NBA gossip
know,
to DeMarco.
I know.
Well,
DeMarco's
so
like
tough.
In football, we hit people.
No, he said so tough, super dope. How? What are you reading into that?
Well, he's a player on the Lakers now who has played for the Cavs on 2 separate occasions, is from Akron, Ohio, and had been rumored to go back to Cleveland up until he signed an extension with the Lakers 2 weeks ago.
Well, he didn't say,
see you
soon.
No, but,
say, you know, I'm coming home again.
See, maybe this is the difference between men and women. Like, men are pretty literal.
I don't know.
So DeMarco's like, he's like, good trade, way to go. And we're like, ooh, what does that mean?
I feel like there's a lot of, like, people on NBA Twitter that are saying the same thing. Like, one of the first tweets that I saw was, like, a gif of, you know, like, Jay-Z at one of the award shows where he's kind of like, and it was like, the tweet
like, that's awesome.
Like, LeBron's eyeing Cleveland's roster for 2 years
Well, that's what he did
now.
In 2014, right. Essentially. Let me see if I can give you the Cliff Notes version of LeBron's relationship with Cleveland and the Cavs. Okay?
I assume they love him.
Drafted by the Cavs.
Yeah.
Okay. The chosen one from Akron.
King
goes
James.
Goes to the hometown team, plays there, can't get out of the Eastern Conference Finals, needs to go to Miami to go win.
Rock. Yeah.
Goes to Miami with Dwayne Wade
Kills
and Chris
it.
Bosh. And after 4 years, people, you know, thought they were going to win not 5, not 6, not 7 championships because he said so.
Well, they got 2.
In Miami, they got 2.
They got 2, yeah.
And he said not 5, not 6, not 7. So the sense was this was going to be a long-term thing. But the Heat kind of started falling off. Dwayne Wade's knees were falling apart. Chris Bosh was good, but the rest of the roster was old. This is what happens when you go all in on 3 superstars. And in 2014, all of a sudden, the Cavs start getting good. Okay, the Cavs start getting good.
Kyrie
Irving. They get Tristan Thompson. They get Andrew Wiggins, who's the number one pick, or they get the number one pick who becomes Andrew Wiggins. And LeBron starts looking at that Cavs roster saying like, that's a pretty good roster right there. Like, my team in Miami's getting old and we can't necessarily win. I've won 2 titles here, so I've validated myself as an all-time great. So he decides...
Wait, time out, Cliff Note. Or, I mean,
to the Cliff Note.
At one point in there, when the Cavs were... bad before they got actually good. Like
they had to be really bad to get 2 number one picks.
I'm literally watching a conspiracy theory.
LeBron,
this is real. This really happened.
I saw this. This came up on my Facebook memories a couple days ago. It was a screenshot I took from LeBron, his Instagram post from like, I don't know, 2013.
Wait, let her tell you.
Listen, where he says, it's a picture of himself looking out the window of a plane and it just says, thinking about my master plan and how I'm going to leave my mark. And then a year later, he went back to Cleveland.
But isn't that the return after how he left?
Well, yeah,
so
but,
he's gonna,
but he tweeted that before
so
he returned. You
he
see?
Went back to right the wrong and then left again. So
you know what this
he's
going
like?
To
do it again?
This is like explaining a soap opera to someone who's never watched a soap opera.
No, I'm with you. It's just like...
It's great.
The guy said so tough, and here we are talking about he's going back to Cleveland.
Listen, like...
Other players in the league don't praise their team that they've played for twice and have always sort of flirted with the hometown return. They don't necessarily tweet public praise like that. It's sort
especially
of like
LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, especially LeBron.
Wow, okay.
Everything LeBron does and says and tweets.
He's very calculated.
I'm not. I don't like, you know, live my life like, you know, following his Twitter, but the guys.
I like football guys. They're so literal. They're so great.
The guy is always like congratulatory. To pretty much every athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
but it's just
I mean, why is this any different? Because it's Cleveland?
He's excited to see. Because the theory, like, people on the inside that are, as we
I
say.
I like that. Theory.
Like Ramona and Sedano, who are, as we say, quote, in
insiders.
The league.
Yeah.
They're insiders. They all say that, like, if LeBron's ever going to leave L.A., which he did just sign an extension, but it's only a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
And they all say, like.
A player option after the first
right,
year.
Right, exactly.
It's 1-1.
So that's really a 1-year deal.
He's going to be 38 in December.
Okay.
He doesn't matter because his age is irrelevant because it's LeBron. Just like Tom Brady's age.
That's
right.
Look,
you're right.
I know
Lindsay's
LeBron
right.
is LeBron, but 38 is not irrelevant.
When LeBron James, it is.
Let's get that out of the way. 38 is not irrelevant.
Okay, but to wrap this up, there's people that are in the league that all think that if LeBron were to leave LA and go to any other team, there's no way he's going anywhere but back to Cleveland or Miami. He's not going to go to a new team. He's going to go back to one of those two places. And even Sedano has said he thinks the more likely of the two is Cleveland.
I want to be LeBron. I can say stuff and get people to go nuts.
Yeah. Dude, but LeBron, that's the NBA. Like, okay.
So, I can say anything, and people will say, he's going to Cleveland.
It's the drama. That's what I love about the NBA. The NBA is my favorite because the storylines that have nothing to do with basketball.
He should
it's
run
amazing.
For president. I'm he serious. Should. He should run for president if he can do this. This is amazing.
He's very polarizing.
I'm looking up. I'm looking up at how many followers he has on Twitter.
A couple million, at least.
Oh, a lot more than that.
Yeah.
You want to take a guess?
54 million.
It's pretty close.
What is it?
52.1.
52? What's the highest mark? What's the highest mark for followers?
Got to be a Kardashian or something.
Yeah. Like, what are we up to? 100 million? More than that?
Yeah, it's got to be that. Okay. Look, LeBron tweeting about this, it's sort of like it's injecting himself into the story is the best way to put it.
Yeah,
like,
it's got to be
about him.
You're
not part of the story. Right. It's Donovan Mitchell's the story. Donovan Mitchell can tweet about it, which he did, by the way, with an incredible social media post. I think it's a picture of him and Darius Garland, or him and a picture of somebody.
Him and Darius Garland. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's a picture of him as kids wearing jerseys together.
That's awesome.
And then the next picture is the Brian Windhorst, what's going on in Utah meme.
I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry, people are probably getting so mad right now because this is all like, Cleveland, woo, Cleveland alert. But you know what?
But
I'm excited.
It's fun.
And it's fun to speculate about
LeBron. We've been talking about LeBron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the big question, and this is why the Knicks said no, is how much better does Donovan Mitchell make them? Okay, how good is he? Because there are stars in this league, and then there are super-duper stars.
What did you say, Lindsay, before the show? This puts Cleveland in the finals?
I think so. I think it makes them a contender for sure. Like, they're legit contenders now.
Wow, you went all the way there.
I said last year, like, they're so good, and if Colin Sexton were healthy last year, like, I bet Sedano, like, we bet on it. I was like, the Cavs are definitely making the playoffs, and they did make the play-in.
What do you think?
But then they lost. The playoffs. I don't know if I'd make them in the finals. Are they going to beat the Bucks?
I said they're legit contenders. Like, they have a chance to win the finals, I think.
Should we give her this?
No, they have a chance to make it to the finals, I think.
I don't think we could change her mind.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, she's excited.
They were really good, like, when Colin Sexton was hurt.
They were good.
I mean,
and then they ran out of gas.
They got somebody who's even better.
You just got to let them go sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not gonna pour cold water.
I was going to say, don't rain on my parade.
No,
let me be excited. We don't have to keep talking about it, but let me be excited, okay?
I think they'll make the playoffs this year and not the play-in.
They would have made it last year if they didn't lose Ricky Rubio, Lauri Markkanen, then Colin Sexton.
All
he was gone almost
true.
The whole
you
season.
All of those things
you
are
said
true.
You were going to let her off the hook.
I didn't.
Look at you.
I did. I was trying to be nice.
Pokey.
No, they're way better. They're much, much better.
Come on.
They're going to make the playoffs, Ramona.
Pokey. You said finals. Wait a minute. You already backed her down.
I do think
you know why this
you've
is
already backed her down. My gosh, you said finals. Stay on that.
I think they have a legit chance to get to the finals.
Stand on
for
that.
Sure.
Don't let Ramona change your mind.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but Ramona, you know, she's going to be like, oh, that's the Cleveland in you, which, yeah, sure, I'm biased.
It's the Cleveland in you.
I'm biased. But even, like, Michael in Ireland, I texted them about the trade. And, like, even Michael was just like, oh, my gosh, this is a great trade for the Cavs.
It is a great trade for the Cavs. There is a part of me that wants to say something that will rain on your parade.
Go ahead.
But I don't.
Tell me. Just tell me.
Who's going to play defense?
Oh.
Well, I don't know if you really need to when you're scoring that many points.
No, she was asking me. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to need to if you score that many points.
I mean, like, you know, Donovan Mitchell's a really good player.
Yeah.
I think he's an excellent player. I think he's a really high character guy.
Would have been a great Nick.
A great fit. Would have been a great Nick.
Would have been a great Nick.
Let me ask you a question,
but
Ramona.
Is he a super duper star? I don't know. And does he play enough defense to be on a championship team?
I just want to say that John Ireland said, and I quote, he has a chance to win the scoring title on that team next year.
Oh, wow.
Okay, this year. And then, you know, people tweeting at me like,
he
the
has
vice
a
president
chance to
the,
win the scoring title.
Like, he said he
that's a pretty
he
good statement.
Could score a lot.
That's a pretty good statement.
He
you have
could,
a chance.
No, he said he could win the scoring title.
Could.
Like, people tweeting at me like, oh, of course he has the Cavs in the finals all of a sudden. I think Donovan Mitchell is the type of guy who you could put on that really good team,
look,
and they could make it to the finals.
This
look.
Is why you make trades like this. So
do you disagree?
I don't think he'll win the scoring title next year.
Do you think he's a transcendent player, though, where you add to this team that's really good?
To this team, it's really good.
Yes.
Is he a transcendent? He was not all NBA last year.
Okay.
Or the year before.
Okay.
Or the year before that. Wow. He's an all-star, but not all NBA.
Okay.
Which is not bad, because all NBA really is just the top six guards in the league. If you think about it, as your guard, I'm a voter, okay? You only get to vote for two on each team. So you vote Steph Curry and James Harden. Well, James didn't even make it this year. You vote Steph Curry, right? And who did I can't even remember.
So
now.
Top two guards in the league.
Yeah, first team, second team, third team. And
you where only would you rank him? Mitchell.
I voted from 2 years ago on the third team all NBA. 2 years ago, not
so
last year.
Fifth or sixth best guard in the league.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, he's an all-star, definitely.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But all NBA?
I'm just saying.
That could lead the league, right?
If you take the Cavs Devin last Booker. Year and you take the injuries Ooh. Into account,
yeah,
then the Cavs, which they made the play in, but you know they lost a lot of guys right in that final stretch there. Like I said, they had three of their starters were hurt.
How many names do you go through before you get to him?
Had you had that guy, had you had them healthy, they would have made the playoffs and probably won a round or two.
Who was 3-4? I don't know if they would win a round or two, but I think they would have made the playoffs. They should have made the play-in tournament. They should have come out of it. Right. They shouldn't have even have been in the play-in tournament.
Who's 3-4? 1-2, 3-4. Who was your second tier?
I will tell you when we come back.
Oh, man.
Break.
Tease.
DeMarco Farr, Momo,
all
in
that Cleveland
Cap.
Talk.
ESPN LA. Happy birthday, Glow.
Glow.
Gloria Estefan, 65 years young today.
No way.
65. I bet she can still dance, though, huh? Have you seen her lately, Linz?
I haven't, but I love her. I like the rhythm is gonna get you.
No. I feel like that was in every cool show in the 80s that we used to watch.
This movie? This song?
This song, yeah.
I was just thinking, what is that movie with Estevez and Richard Dreyfuss? It's a buddy cop movie.
Estevez.
They had two movies. I can't remember what it was. This song is in that one.
I feel like I know what you're
so
talking
catchy.
About.
So catchy.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me want to move.
Maddie Stowe was dressing.
You know, I have not been sleeping very much because I discovered the Hulu and ESPN Plus and Disney bundle the other day.
What'd you get stuck on?
I get into The Americans. I get into My So-Called Life. Yeah. I get into all these different shows that are on there. You can get into the award-winning 30 for 30 library, UFC access, including exclusive pay-per-views.
Thank you.
Live 35 PGA Tour events each year and thousands of hours of college sports. Get the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle today and watch ESPN Originals, the 30 for 30s, the entire Disney and Marvel library, and more. Stream anytime, anywhere. Go to ESPNLABundle.com to learn more.
Love it. Did you see that Manti Te'o thing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Did you watch that?
I did.
Okay, so that's on Netflix. I can see why your brain went there.
Stakeout. That was the song, the movie. This
the
song
movie.
Was in. Stakeout. Yeah,
I like the mind of DeMarco Farr. This is great.
I couldn't let that go. Yeah, they had two movies.
I talk streaming. He talks. He
I
jumps
love it.
To Manti
I'm a movie
Te'o.
Guy. Big time.
Then he circles back around and
it
the brain
just
goes,
came up.
Yeah,
yeah,
it came up. I got it.
That whole Manti Te'o thing.
Woo!
I mean, look, it humanized it. I feel so bad for him
I feel
now.
Very differently about that story.
It makes you realize how nasty we all were when that happened.
Were because you on the air then?
I was in Cleveland.
You were in Cleveland.
I remember it happening.
How
and
much
I remember
did you make fun of him?
Really?
Be honest.
Oh, yeah. We ripped
Everybody
him.
Did.
Everyone
yeah.
did.
See, that's crazy.
And it was like, it dominated the news for like, I don't know, a week. And then it came back. And it's, you know, the Oprah special. And it's like, it was a huge, huge story.
Horrible. Yeah, horrible.
Well, also, I think the thing about, this is the Manti Te'o documentary that's on Netflix as part of their series. I think it's called, what's
Untold.
It called? Untold. And then they have a Tim Donaghy one. I haven't watched that one yet.
Oh,
but
it's so good.
I can't wait.
You think it's good. I've heard issues with it. So I have to watch it myself.
I'm not in the league. So I don't know if it, you know what I mean?
What's wrong with it?
It's very salacious.
I think Donahue's credibility has been called into question. Like that, he sort of made it. The accusation, the allegation is that he sort of made up the story to fit whatever project he's a part of.
He did kind of change his story. He did completely change his story at the end because then the thing ends. You know, credits go to black, and then he completely says the opposite of what
he
was saying.
Okay, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I
won't.
See it.
Yeah, I won't.
Don't
give it away. But he definitely changes his story.
Yeah. But the Manti Te'o doc is really good if you haven't seen it. And to be honest, I cared way more about Renaya than I expected. Like, they actually set this up.
The catfisher.
The catfisher.
Yeah.
Because really, the story, a lot of it is how the order in which we learned what happened. Like, at first we learned that Manti Te'o didn't really have a dead girlfriend. But we didn't know why and what could have happened. And so then it was like, oh, did he just make up the story of the dead girlfriend to win the Heisman and to get attention? Nobody thought he could have been the victim of a catfish thing. We didn't even know what catfishing was back then.
Yeah.
Like, he was the first guy who got very publicly catfished.
That's where I jumped off. I mean, I was on radio, just like you guys. I don't think I made fun of him, but I'm like, there's no way he's not in on this.
Right.
I thought, too. And I honestly, until I watched the documentary, I kind of forgot how it ended. Like, because it just kind of, like, fizzled away.
Yeah,
you know?
He just didn't get drafted in the first round, right. And then he was kind of had a middling NFL.
Yeah, Chargers and San Diego. Yeah. Pretty good, yeah.
But I think this whole thing really sapped him of his swagger.
Oh, like, of course. It changed him.
And his reputation, too.
How could it not? I mean, that guy was all guts.
Yeah.
Guts and glory. Like you said, Serena fed off the crowd.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You're cheering that guy's name, he's going 1,000 miles an hour. When you probably now that I know, I watched that little documentary, he's probably thinking you're laughing at him, which is going to change you as an athlete.
So embarrassing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, big time. Absolutely.
You feel very fraudulent. I mean, we all have imposter syndrome in this industry, and then some people are better at getting over it and squashing those feelings, right?
Wait, imposter syndrome?
You never heard of imposter syndrome?
Not until right now. You just changed my life. What is imposter syndrome?
Imposter syndrome is that you can't actually believe you have the job and responsibilities that you have, that you feel like inside you're kind of a... I mean, I don't actually know anything. I'm not actually very important. And why do all these people think that I know stuff?
And you pretend to be?
Like, yeah. You're questioning yourself.
Yeah, you question yourself. Yeah. Constantly. It's a very common thing, especially with women. Like, they feel like they don't deserve the things they have, right?
I thought that was just, like, called insecurity? Same thing? No?
Insecurity, yeah.
Yeah, I guess okay. So. Imposter syndrome.
But imposter syndrome is like you really...
I'm using that at dinner. I'm going to sound smart. Yeah,
you
go
should.
Ahead.
Yeah, it's more of like you really don't... Like, it affects your life to the point where, like... You don't do things that you should, or you don't, like, you think, like, oh my gosh, am I really, did I deserve this raise? Maybe I shouldn't ask for it because I don't think I deserve it. Like, that type of thing.
Do we all go through it, or just
certain
people?
Yeah, I feel like most people do.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Imposter syndrome is loosely defined as doubting your abilities and feeling like a fraud. It disproportionately affects high-achieving people who find it difficult to accept their accomplishments.
This is Momo's GPS
many
voice.
Many question whether they're deserving of accolades.
Say right turn.
Right turn.
You should do voiceover work for like the car companies.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's great. Wow.
Oh,
I'd never heard of that. Imposter syndrome. Wow.
You want me to read it to you again? See if it sinks in for you?
No, I'm good.
You have the imposter syndrome?
I have a pretty good idea of what it is. Yeah, I probably know a lot of guys like that.
Feelings of self-doubt can stir up a lot of fear, anxiety, and stress.
You said like...
Studies have suggested imposter syndrome can lead to a drop on job performance and job satisfaction while increasing burnout. It's also been linked to anxiety and depression.
Wow. You said like women. Did you say women?
Yeah, a lot of women have this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dudes have it too?
I think we call it something else. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but it's...
Yeah.
If it is what I think it is, it's easily recognizable. Nice. I like it.
Very good.
That's interesting.
I mean, that's like, if you get catfished like this...
Yeah.
Like Manti Te'o got catfished, you have major imposter. You, like, it makes you question everything.
When I joined Twitter for the first time, and, you know, when you really get into it and... You get into it with people and you start getting bad comments.
Ooh.
And you don't know who they're coming from. It makes going out in public different because it could be the butcher. It could be this guy. You don't know who anyone is. It's weird.
Welcome to my mentions.
Oh, I knew it.
Welcome to my mentions or every other woman in this industry.
But still, you're so nice. See?
Yeah.
You still like people, right?
Yeah. And the ones I don't like, I block.
There
you
really
go. It's really easy. Yeah. Block party. Look, it's funny talking about this because I've been so focused on Serena the last couple of days. And if you don't know, now you know. But every woman that you know loves Serena Williams. Like, they just do. Like, there's something that happens with aging stars, whether it's a man or a woman. Usually they go from being too big and people resent them or they find things about them that they don't like.
Yeah. Okay.
And then towards the end, like, people really start to like them. They become beloved at the end. Like, I think Kobe really the last 3-4 years of his career became beloved, whereas he was not that popular.
Yeah, he overcame, didn't he?
Yeah, a lot of people did not like him for a long time.
A long time.
Serena, same thing. I don't think she was as popular before.
What's Serena do?
She's been involved in a lot of controversies and
like what? I don't.
There's some. I definitely think a lot of it's racial. And her being as good as she is, but
okay.
She spoke about this yesterday after she beat the number 2 overall player in the world in what was a lot of people thought was going to be her final match, but she's not done yet. She spoke about this yesterday at the U.S. Open. DeMarco, we'll tell you about it next. DeMarco Farr, Ramona Shelburne, in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.